Hey, got the morning show. We're there, and I want to welcome Nick Davies to the studio. Good morning.
Morena, nice to be here.
So you're going to be doing the Rock Bottom Circus Show here in the Town Hall on Sunday at 1 p.m.?
1 o'clock, yeah.
1 o'clock, yeah, yes.
Totally.
And we've got a poster here of someone falling into a wheelbarrow with a big rock.
A big rock, yeah.
What's... The wheelbarrow is important. Is there a wheelbarrow in the circus show?
There is a wheelbarrow in the circus show. It's a pretty important part of the show, actually.
It's an important part of the show.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it. Give us, like, I hate to use this phrase, but an elevator speech about the show.
All right, okay.
You've got 30 seconds to explain it.
All right. So this circus show, I've been developing this over the past 6 months here in Raglan at the Old School Arts Centre.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a offcut from different projects I've had in the past I was working as a circus performer and restoring a house at the same time, and I just can't stop playing with tricks with different things on the building site.
That
slowly turned into a few different things, and then 10 years later I'm like, I really want to make a clowning show that's just using stuff out of the garden and plays with some ideas about getting overwhelmed when you get a bit overloaded with a fun show for kids. So this show is a new work that I'm just having a go at with the community on Sunday, which should be really fun. And it explores a guy called Doug, and he gets given different jobs from his boss, and they get increasingly hard as he goes. And he has to, like, he's in the garden and he has to move leaves and bricks and pile these things into the wheelbarrow. And he faces all these challenges and kind of goes on a bit of an adventure along the way.
So have you got, as well as a wheelbarrow, bricks and leaves? And
yeah, and then there's that rock, the large rock. I don't want to give it away too much, but yeah.
Is that to scale, that drawing?
It is. It's actually, that's a picture that got turned into a cartoon. So yeah, it is. It is.
Oh, really? Like one of those websites that can do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, I'm not very tech savvy like you were saying, but I'm working on it. Yeah.
Right. Folks, I wasn't telling him he wasn't tech savvy when he arrived. We were talking about my mediocre tech savviness. It's like I find some way to insult every guest before we go on the air, just to make them feel at ease. It's
not what it's not what I was doing. You convinced me to do this. I just knocked on the door the other day, and you're like, "Hey, you want an interview?"
Which seemed like a sensible thing to do an interview about.
Totally,
What you're doing is the sensible. Do you have a career as a circus performer?
Yeah.
As well as on a building sites.
Yeah, building sites has just always been a bit of a side thing for me.
Yeah.
I used to work with kids quite a lot. I did my other careers as an outdoor instructor.
Okay.
I used to work with a lot of kids that were getting into trouble.
Yeah.
And I'd take them out in the bush, and they'd often get quite overwhelmed, I'd find, and not know what to do with their emotions.
Yeah.
So this show, like, kind of plays with that theme from my outdoor world.
Yeah.
A little bit mixed in with my circus world. So this time, instead of generally in circus, I'm an acrobat and a juggler.
Yeah.
And I'll start with my cool tricks, and then I'll make a show from there. This time, I made a world, the back garden, and I tried to turn it into circus. So it was a bit of a challenge like that, not having all my normal things that I do circus with. But it was just a bit of a project, And so that's what this show is. There's no real circus things.
Yeah, no obvious circus things.
No, just these random items like wheelbarrows.
Are you going to be part of the Freedom to Fly Festival?
Totally.
Ninth of November.
Yeah, me and my partner Evelyn moved here 2 years ago, and that was a big part of that was connecting with Freedom to Fly, who've been just awesome to us here, eh?
Yeah. Does everyone in the circus kind of industry in this country, does everyone know each other?
Yeah. It's sometimes, I don't know if it's like the surfing community, but it can get pretty small sometimes, eh?
Yeah, well, it's a small country, so as soon as you get into a little niche area, then...
You could say we know each other way too well.
And I'm kind of curious, is this what you always wanted to do? Were you doing crazy stunts as a kid? Like, you've got lots of energy. I imagine you were a bit of a handful as a kid.
I was a little bit of a handful. I ran around.
Couldn't sit still, I imagine.
Yeah, I ran around in the bush a lot as a kid, and yeah. I was a dancer as a boy.
Right.
And I loved movement, and that that just did it for me. And then when I turned like 18, I just went off into the wild, into the outdoors, and I did that work for a long period of time. And then I had a weird, like, life crisis about 15 years ago, which actually just resulted in me running away and literally joining the circus. And then everything kind of went from there.
All right, and everything everything felt better then.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. And so the outdoor, what was the outdoor work? I'm kind
of... Oh, I do a lot of kayaking and work with bush and like first aid in the outdoors.
Right, so taking people...
Taking people on adventures.
Yeah. And so I guess you're always in a state of multiple jobs?
Yeah, I am. I enjoy that.
Like when I talk to musicians in this country, most of them have got day jobs, and I imagine for what you're doing, it's pretty similar.
It's funny, hey? Like there's something I find really stimulating about stepping into different roles.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that as a circus performer because you have all these different characters.
Yeah.
But then there's just different costumes and characters for some of my other work as well.
Okay. Yeah.
The outdoor stuff.
That's a costume and a character.
It is,
as well.
I reckon. Hey, the tramping boots and the stinky thermals to the sparkly pants and the glitter.
If you've got a group of people with you, there's an element of performance. Like you can't just be what you would be like with a friend at home.
There is, hey. There's an element.
Step up a little bit.
Well, there's that element of connecting with people.
Yeah.
And like holding space, sharing an experience.
So you're actually practicing on these people for your circus shows.
Well, don't tell them that.
But it's an obvious thing to do, though. You wouldn't be able to avoid it, would you?
No, not really. And if you do try to avoid it, like in clowning, it just doesn't go very well.
Connecting.
Yeah.
Actually, I was going to ask: is there an element of audience participation?
Well, I didn't want to squash them with my rock, so I didn't. I'm not getting anyone on stage.
Yeah.
But I really don't want to do it alone. In fact, I've been working on this show for 6 months by myself in a room, and I really need some help here, eh? So the more audience, the better, and they're a really big part of I'm moving more from an acrobat into becoming a clown, and this is what I'm experimenting with here.
Yeah.
It's really about going on a journey with the audience, eh? And so, yeah, I will probably need a hand.
Okay.
Along the way,
Sounds like you might need a hand just packing in as well.
That sounds
loads
great.
Loads of building materials. If anyone out there wants to help, time should they turn
in? Totally, yeah. Oh, like someone on the door would be great.
You need someone on the door?
Yeah, or
your partner?
Even like,
is that where your partner is going to be?
Yeah, she'll be pretty busy though. I've got her doing introing the show and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think mostly if anyone like needs to go to the toilet, helping them out through the show, that would probably be the main thing we need help with. But we'll see what happens.
So that's going to be in the town hall on Sunday, 1 p.m. And everyone who uses the town hall, hardly anyone uses the actual stage in there.
Yeah,
I've noticed. So, what part of the hall are you going to pretend is the stage?
I was going to squeeze into the stage, and then a mate was like, "Hey, you're just working too hard trying to squeeze all this stuff on."
Mm.
So I think I'm going to do like you're saying, is not go on the stage. I think we're going to go on the ground.
Yeah,
and then put the audience in the stage and the ground as
right,
well.
Right, so turn the
whole thing around.
Yeah, like that's what the Paddy's dance performance then for the kids that do the dance in here on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Idea.
Yeah, they turn around that way. More room to move.
More room to move.
And I think that's probably easier. Especially you're talking about connecting with your audience. I think if you're down at their level,
yeah, I'd hope so. We'll put some mats out so all the kids can just sit on the ground and roll around and burn energy through the show as well.
Normally that would be a distraction, but I'm pretty sure you could compete with them for attention. So
I hope so.
Yeah. So what's sort of we were having a little look at something you could do, balancing things on your nose.
Oh yeah,
is something. Well, we don't do it right now, but I'm just wondering what your skill set is. Like
what
you can balance stuff on your nose.
Mm, yeah. Yes. So there's like this show has tapped more just my eclectic random skill sets as opposed to my big main skills. I really like balancing stuff on my face. Yeah, is one. A lot of like. I do a lot of manipulation with leaves, which has been a project I've always wanted to do. So floating and catching and slapping and kind of juggling leaves around the place is one of them.
Okay.
I've got about 100 fake bricks that I play Tetris with. And juggle and make different shapes out of.
So they're not. I was worried about real bricks landing on the floor on the.
Yeah, town
hall. Very protective of the town hall.
I've injured. Yeah, fair enough. I've injured myself. I did start out as a builder, and I juggled hammers, and I built a large wooden structure with the audience, and did my wheelbarrow tricks, but I kept hurting myself. And so I've progressively turned everything except the wheelbarrow into foam.
And so
I can lose things into the audience and they won't get hurt, and it's just much nicer. Yeah.
Okay. Should we have just let them believe it was going to be a real brick?
Well, you know, hopefully they'll get back. They do like to remind me a lot throughout the show that it's not actually real. Yeah. I think they catch on.
The kids,
quick, to be honest.
I mean, the kids being delighted to inform you.
But I'll push as hard to make it real as possible.
I'm glad you've solved all the health and safety problems anyway.
That's great.
Yeah, totally. Did you also used to do things like trapeze work? Is that the kind of?
Yeah, I started as an aerialist. Yeah, right, that was where I started. And one of my first tours was actually with Circus Aotearoa. That's also based here in Raglan, which is like our rural hub of circus in the country. And we would also test out our new shows at Circus Aotearoa here in Raglan. Because there's just the best audience ever here.
Yeah. I remember taking the kids along. My kids are grown up now, but when they were like sort of around 10 to one of their shows when they used to do a show down at the rugby ground.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that was very inspiring for the kids. They immediately came home and started doing dangerous things on the lawn.
Yeah. Maybe a disclaimer is a good idea.
We cannot be responsible for anything your children do after this.
I don't know if it would work though.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, that's the... That's almost the point of being a kid.
That's right. That's right. Who knows? We could breed a generation of wheelbarrow acrobats. That would be great. I'd love that.
We've seen. I remember. Like, I'm not quite entirely sure what you're going to do with the wheelbarrow, but I do remember there was like an advert on TV or something where they were bouncing wheelbarrows because the wheel with the wheel, you know, it's a soft wheel with air in it, and you can bounce it. I'm guessing that might come into it. I shouldn't try. Actually, I shouldn't ask too much, should I? Because then it'll be, if I know everything that's going to happen, the show will be...
Well, your stock standard starting move with a wheelbarrow is you get the good bounce, and then you can get it to flip around in the air and then land back on its wheel. That's a really good starting spot.
Basic
for your 101.
Basic wheelbarrow juggling.
Yeah, we could start up a class.
I was just thinking that actually. Yeah,
it could be an all ages type thing. You know,
there is space in the town hall at the moment for an after school class.
There you go.
Wheelbarrow juggling.
Yeah. There we go. That'd be great. I'd love that.
All right, we'll get that going next term.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, folks, we're talking to Nick Davies, who's doing the Rock Bottom Circus Show, and you're getting the gist of what that's about. It's going to be 1 PM on Sunday. How do people get tickets, Nick?
It's just a koha at the door.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, so this is like my first showing, and when you have your first go, I like to have it like that. So we've got plenty of room in the hall. I'm sure there'll be enough room for everyone, and just a koha on the door is totally fine, so no bookings required.
Okay, well, that sounds brilliant. And now we're gonna sign off from the interview, and we're going to spend a few minutes... I'm going to film you something for our social media.
All right.
Because last time when Jay Ramirez was in here, he did a handstand while he was being interviewed on the table. So you're going to have to do something as well.
All right, cool.
That we can use for our social media that will be entertaining. So
nice.
Yeah, we'll do that now. Thank you for coming in.
Hey, my pleasure.
And thank you for consenting to do the interview. I thought it was a brilliant thing to have a chat about.